Well, it's a Christmas miracle. Will Muschamp back in the SEC. I guess one fall with his family was enough to get his ass back on the sidelines. Huge news out of Austin. I didn't think this was even legitimate when I first saw it. I was like, what? What? But no, it's true. Texas has fired Pete Kwiatkowski, however you say that, their defensive coordinator that we've been told was the best in the country a couple months ago. Got exposed a couple times this fall, and all of a sudden, his ass is out. Will Muschamp back in, fresh off the couch. New Texas defensive coordinator. Used to be former defensive coordinator at Texas. Hell, he was the head coach in waiting at one point under Mac Brown. So, this is pretty wild. Pretty wild. Now, I had heard that Will Muschamp was actually a candidate to be the Tennessee defensive coordinator, but I didn't really believe it when someone told me that. And of course, when they got Jim Knowles, I just kind of wrote it off. But because the last I had heard, Will Muschamp was happy not being a coach, and he's been actually spending a lot of time in Nashville. We were trying to get him in the studio this fall. Obviously, didn't happen, and never will, I guess now. But man, this is pretty wild. Pretty wild. Again, Texas. I mean, defense was a problem against Georgia, certainly. You know, they were getting torn to shreds. Mississippi State, it was a problem. A little bit, I guess, against Florida. Vanderbilt, second half. But I didn't see this. And call me crazy, but I feel like this is a downgrade. I feel like it's a downgrade getting a guy that didn't even coach last year and has been as more or less an analyst for Georgia. And Georgia got better this year on defense, and Muschamp's not even there. So, again, I'm not saying Muschamp is a bad coach because I don't think he is. I think he's a bad head coach, but that's not what he's being asked to do here. He's asked to be a defensive coordinator. But this is pretty interesting. Will Muschamp. I don't get this one. This is wild. And what's even stranger, you know, all this stuff always leaks. It's always Pete Thamel reports, Chris Lowe reports. No, this just damn Texas said, hey, Muschamp's our new coordinator. So that tells me this happened probably pretty quickly. Pretty quickly, if I had to guess. But I don't know. I don't know what. This is pretty shocking. I want to look up Texas efficiency on defense. Efficiency. That always tells us where we're really at. Let's look it up. Texas. Da-da-da-da. Number 13. Defensive efficiency. Yeah, so I mean, again, it's not like Texas was awful. Muschamp's been working on his anger management. Oh, man. Texas is back. Maybe Texas is not going to be number one now. Not in the preseason. Not after this move. And maybe that's what they're going for. Maybe they don't want the preseason hype. Maybe they want all the attention on Arch Manning, not on this defense. So, I don't know. Was PK good friends with Sharon Moore? Maybe Pete's going to be the new Michigan coach. I mean, it wasn't that long ago he was on head coaching hot boards and things of that nature. So, Kenneth says, what a great hire for the rest of the SEC. Oh, man. When everybody is celebrating your hire, that's when you know it's probably not a great one. I didn't even know that Sarkisian and Muschamp, I don't know if they had a connection. I don't know. Here we go. Texas. Definite upgrade. we hired a guy who's not even in coaching over a top 10 defensive coordinator in the country. It's obviously an upgrade, you dumbasses. And he may prove to be. But again, it doesn't really make a lot of sense on paper. Phil says this is like Arkansas getting John Chavis. I don't think it's quite that bad, but yeah, this is weird to me. This is an interesting one, and maybe there's more behind the scenes. Whether he is coaching or not doesn't matter. Would that apply to Dan Mullen? Dan Mullen's in coaching, you fool. He's at UNLV. So, yeah, I mean, I think that definitely applies. A guy hasn't been a coordinator since when? When's the last time Will Muschamp was a coordinator? I mean, it's literally been it's been quite a long time here. He's been an analyst at Georgia for a while. I don't know. That's right. Assorted beverage. I'm never wrong. And I'm not saying it's a horrible hire. It's a confusing hire. I don't get it. He was coordinator at Georgia. No, Glenn Schumann's been the coordinator the whole time there. It's been Glenn Schumann. Mm-mm-mm. Sark loading up for one more season with Arch in Austin, then he's gone. Sark's lost his mind. It wouldn't be the first time we've heard that. Wouldn't be the first time. This is just wild. Panic move, says Liquid? Maybe. Or maybe they just felt like he was not old Pete. You know, again, Texas was only good. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, again, we got to wrap our heads around 2 months ago, right? It's so difficult for us to do that, just in general. But what was the issue with Texas? It sure as hell wasn't the defense. I know it was a problem against Georgia. But Sarkisian was getting asked, hey, what the hell's wrong with the offense? Kentucky, pitiful. Mississippi State, pitiful till the rally. You know, against Georgia, it's not like the offense did shit. And they had 3 points against A&M at halftime. I mean, Ohio State, another loss. Florida, I mean, dreadful offense. Offense has been the problem. So, you know, firing the defensive coordinator or switching the defensive coordinator, I don't know that's what was needed here. I mean, that would be my assessment, but maybe it is. Maybe that is exactly what we needed, because there has been a lot of defensive confusion, right? Particularly in the secondary for Texas. So maybe we can simplify that with Will Muschamp back here, but I don't know. This is an interesting one. Booker's rebirth. I imagine Muschamp takes T-Rob with him. Yeah, so that I think would be a hell of a hire. T-Rob, for those that maybe Texas fans, because you're kind of new to the SEC, this is a guy that's followed him around at, I think, starting at Auburn and South Carolina, obviously, and now Georgia. So they have kind of been connected at the hip there. And T-Rob was another guy that I heard. So maybe there was some legitimacy to the Tennessee rumors, because I heard T-Rob for Tennessee as well. If you get both those guys to Texas, now we're cooking. Now we got us probably a pretty good defensive staff here. Wasn't Muschamp coaching waiting under Mack Brown? He was. That's how long ago this has been. And then Florida hired him away. And he looked like he wasn't an awful coach for Florida. They just never had if they would have had an offense, I think he would have been, he'd probably still be Florida's coach. Problem is they never really had an offense out there. But then the next coach, Jim McElwain, who that guy sucked, but they had elite defenses because it was all Muschamp's recruits that he had brought in over the years, and they were pretty nasty on defense. So, I mean, he is a really good defensive coach. I'm not downgrading that, but is he a top 10? I don't know. And the guy you just kicked out the door, I think he definitely was. So, God, what a wild time here in the SEC. Yeah, and Jeremy Pruitt, he's back. Apparently he won a lawsuit, so he's allowed to coach again. But I think he's staying at Jacksonville State is the way I heard it. So it's going to be a while before old Pruitt gets his ass back to the SEC, but probably before long. I mean, these guys have nine lives, like Liquid said. If he does well at Jacksonville State, he'll probably be Texas defensive coordinator in a year or two. That's just the way this thing goes. I wonder if this Georgia's defense has taken a major step back since his departure. Major step back. If we look at Georgia, I know they struggled down the stretch, but they completely dominated Texas A&M, Charlotte, of course, Georgia Tech, and Bama. So to say that, you know, Georgia's not the same without Muschamp, I don't think that's true at all. I think that's a Texas cope, if I ever heard one. Yep, Saban's saying they pipe in noise at old Kyle Field. So that's something new for A&M or Miami to deal with this weekend, I guess A&M. But isn't it funny? I mean, Saban, what was his record was like 10-2 against A&M. But the two losses, we got to make it sorry-ass excuses, even though I think one of them was at home. But Nick Saban, never short on excuses. You know, even the greatest of all time, he's got to have excuses. I remember when the first Lane Kiffin Ole Miss team, when they just did whatever the hell they wanted on Bama's defense, there was excuses, sign stealing. They had our plays, even though Lane Kiffin runs ultra tempo. I don't know how the hell you are stealing signs and snapping a ball with 35, 40 seconds on the play clock and while deciphering the opponent's defensive signals. That doesn't make any sense, but there's always got to be an excuse for some of these guys, even the greatest of all time. But all right, hey, I don't know what else there is to say because this is damn wild. Will Muschamp, 1 year out. I think it was just 1 year, right, where he was like out of coaching. Now he's right back in it, right in the thick of it, right where they're going to demand you have an elite defense with the talent they have. If the defense is not elite, his ass will be gone too before you know it. So championship or bust? Who knows? Maybe this is the move that gets Texas over the hump and they win the national championship. Bring in a guy with more defensive background than probably any coordinator in the SEC right now, Will Muschamp. We'll see if it pays off for him. It better. Because, again, that's similar to Missouri fans, Bo Prabula, get his ass out of here. Texas fans saying, get PK, get his ass out of here. Sounds good, right? If this is a major downgrade, this is probably going to go one of two ways. This is going to be a disaster. And, Sarkisian, this may be the hire that ends him. Or this may be the hire that gets Texas over the top and gets them back to that mythical national championship. One way or another. It's going to be one or the other. What does Texas' schedule look like next year? Let's run through that real quick. We got all the schedules uploaded. Here's Texas' schedule next season. Texas State at home. The Bobcats, I think they are. Ohio State at home, unless Texas buys that game out, which there has been discussion. Is that UTSA at home? At Tennessee, then your first and only bye week. Then you get Oklahoma and Dallas, Florida at home, Ole Miss at home, Mississippi State at home, at Mizzou, at LSU, Arkansas at home, and then at Texas A&M. Not an easy schedule by any means, but particularly that last month is a damn gauntlet. Ohio State, who knows what they'll be. At Tennessee, one of the tougher places to play. And, you know, who knows about Oklahoma, Florida, and Ole Miss, but, those could be difficult. Those could be easy wins. We don't know yet. Mitchell says this ain't a downgrade, you crazy bastards. So they're the 13th efficiency defense in the country. So if they're not top 10, this is a bad hire probably next year. PK was overrated. Tired of his passive ass deep. Well, let's see what Texas was in 24 defensive rated. Number three. Yeah, get his ass out of here. Top three defense just a year ago. That guy fucking sucked. Can we get two or one? Well, nope. Muschamp was not two or one last year. I could tell you that. So that's fandom right there. Get number three. Get his ass out of here. 15 was an epic disgrace. Let's see what Texas offense was this year. Because, I mean, that's again, that's what really held us back. Texas offensive efficiency this year, shit, 37th. Switching a defensive coordinator will fix that, though. Ooh, buddy. Okay, yeah, we got rid of a top 10 defensive coordinator, but we've upgraded massively. We'll see how that works. Again, this is wild. Did not expect this happening. I got to get some shit done, though. We got another interview dropping here shortly. We had we've already got one Oklahoma-Alabama preview up. We got another one coming. We got another interview after that. We've got tonight's predictions show, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. All the content on the channel. And stay locked in. Friday night, we're going to do a watch party for Alabama, Oklahoma. That's all I got. I can barely talk. Still sick. We'll see you here in a couple hours. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.